Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Hello, you've joined us again. Oh, well, that's a good start, isn't it? Welcome to Sunday Sounds, the home of your new soundtrack. We play all the best music.
The other stations have nothing on us.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry, yeah. I'm just finishing my coffee there. Very professional, as always.
Yeah, welcome to the show. I'm Luke, and I'm joined by my good friend Scott. Hello there. How's your coffee? Colombian's finest.
Yes, it is, yes. Mm. Delicious. A delicious blend of coffee beans. Or is it Nescafe?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm not going to...
It's all right. It's not a bad coffee, though, thank you.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, no sugar in it. I've just got tea. What tea bags do you have at home? Do you have
Yorkshire.
Yorkshire. We used to get Yorkshire.
But although I rarely have a cup of tea.
Why?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
All right.
It's a bit like having alcohol-free booze, isn't it?
No, it's completely different.
In a way. You get more caffeine.
You do get more caffeine.
Which is the alcohol. Ah. So it's like drinking a tea. Is a bit like drinking a Carlin rather than Cruz Campo.
I like
caffeine
tea.
Wise.
Anyway,
I think.
Yeah, we are a music show, aren't we?
Yes.
Excellent.
Although we could branch out into consumer advice,
hot beverages.
Yeah,
and cold. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway.
Well, we're in the midst of football fever, aren't we? Because we're. I nearly said a rude word there, but we're really deep into the football season.
Yeah, we certainly are. Yeah, World Cup fever.
Football deep into.
Yes, I did work out.
I think you know what I meant, didn't you?
I did indeed, yeah. We'll talk a little bit more about that later on. Music this week, we've got six bangers, as we say every week, but every week it's true. We're playing Swim School. Scott and I went to see those at Yellow Arch. Can't remember when, no point trying to remember, but they were very good. Do you remember?
No.
Oh, right, okay.
But I know we've seen them.
Yeah, I know.
I think that started off our series of getting absolutely...
midweek gigged up.
Yeah, midweek gigs. Yeah. Getting absolutely smashed for a midweek gig season.
Yeah, it does get dangerous. Yeah. We've got the new one from Copper Lungs. They're from also from Scotland, two Scottish bands to kick off the show. We've got Andrew Cushing's new single. Then we've got a song from Headwired, who are a very kind of 90s themed, in terms of, you know, a little bit Seahorses vibes. That was sent in to us from a good friend, long-time friend of the show, another one, Faith.
Oh, really?
It was indeed, yeah.
Hello, Faith.
I'm glad you remember her.
She sat here before, didn't I? I can't remember her name, but I think I recognise the Faith. that's a little joke on the name there. But yes, hello, yeah. Faith. She's sat here before.
She has, yeah. Not on Sunday Sounds, guys, but on back in the Squeak days.
Yes.
Yeah, I once, James was poorly, my old co-host James, who you know. I actually strong-armed Faith into the studio to help cover, because I didn't want to. Well, it's not very good doing the show on your own, because you need a bit of somebody to bounce off, and she was certainly somebody to bounce off that day. She was severely hungover and said no many times before I forced her to do it, and then she had a great time. Couldn't get rid of her then. Yeah,
very good. So that's Headwired. Next after that, we've got my pick.
Yes.
Pick of the week. I'm enjoying having a little bit of input into the show.
Well, I think you've picked both the next ones actually.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, I'm aware of the last one, but I don't think I suggested it, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
A while ago.
But anyway, Mary in the Junkyard, that's my hot tip for an up-and-coming artiste. I've liked them for just over a year now.
Remember the date?
No, September 2025.
Okay, so not a year then. Well done. It doesn't matter. We hope you like them as much as Scott likes them. And then the last one, Dead Dad's Club. Oh God, I've
Ken Dodd's Dad's Dog's Dead Club. No, Dead Dog. Oh, not Dead Dog's Club.
Neither of us can say it. Should we cancel?
I'll read it now. I can read it without saying it. Dead Dad's Club. Yes, that's life. That's an amazing song as well.
Yeah, it's not.
I didn't see them at get together. I planned to, but we couldn't get across because it would clash with something else.
And it was
raining, so we didn't want to traipse.
Yeah,
that's a great word.
Yeah, not a cover of Frank Sinatra.
I spelled traipse. T R A I P PSE?
No, I think TRAPSE.
TRAPSE. That's traps. There's got to be an I in there, surely.
No, there's an E on the end. Oh, right, okay. I'll tell you what. Let's play Heaven by Swim School and we'll fight this out. Enjoy. Okay. Yes, that was Heaven by Swim School, and they were excellent live when we went to see them at Yellow Arch. They've got quite a few bits coming up as well. They've been splitting the time recently, gig-wise anyway, between Europe and the UK. They've got another date to play in Finland at Provinci at the end of June, and then they're back over in Scotland, and then they're doing shows in Germany as well. In fact, the last one in October is in the Netherlands. On the 3rd of October in Eindhoven for Come As You Are.
Yeah, very good.
My friend Faith, also a previous co-host on The Squeak for a couple of times, she's been to Eindhoven and says it's lovely. You can get relatively cheap flights there, so I was going to suggest we could go and see them.
When are they playing, do you
say? Saturday the 3rd of October. We could probably get flights for something like 50 quid return.
Blimey, they put me on the spot. Let's.
I know, I shouldn't have done that, really. Check with a gaffer. Check with a gaffer.
Yeah. It's quite a big commitment, isn't it, to go to a different country to see a band. We've just seen them at Yellow Arch.
All right.
But you know...
I'll talk you into it.
They've been on stage, they've been supporting Suede as well on tour.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent, I didn't know that. I've not got that in my notes here.
And, well, that's... I delve a bit deeper down to sometimes.
Yeah.
Brett Anderson, the singer, mid-set... got her up to sing a song with him on stage. She's... If you imagine all women in the world are office desks, right?
Interesting.
If every single woman was... I know it's a weird one, but Alice, the singer, would be one of the tidier desks, I think. Can I say that? I think I can say that. I think that's a compliment, isn't it?
I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alice Johnson, lead singer of Swim School, you're referring to.
Yes, yeah. That's it, yeah.
So
that's
you... right. Okay.
But anyway, yeah. I'm not even sure if you're allowed to say that Is it misogynistic?
I wouldn't know, to be honest.
Okay.
You're saying you think she's attractive?
Well, as an office desk, yeah. As a married man, it's a bit awkward to... let's do something else.
Yeah.
That's gone weird.
You may have Googled it while we were playing swim school, but we were talking about traips, how you spell it. We were both convinced we were both right, and it turns out we are both right. It's two spellings of the word that mean the same thing. It's a bit annoying, isn't it?
Although the more commonly one was the mine.
Well, according to Google, as far as I'm concerned, the way I spell it is most common, because it's the only way I spell it. Not that I tend to write it that
often.
Well,
you are more common, obviously. But T-R-A-I-P-S-E is the correct one.
No, it's the most common one, according to Google.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Which means it's the correct one.
I'm sure people don't care. Right, so, guess the year. We're doing it properly this week, because I'm doing it. Although, because you stitched me up last week, I'm only giving you four clues. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I've got to try and beat the 4 year.
Yeah.
Off.
Well, we were both 4 years off, as it turned out, in the first couple of weeks. As was Sean, who got in touch with us about the last one. He was 4 years off as well. So yeah, let's try and get a little bit closer. So what I'm going to do this week is I'm going to give you four varied clues, because I realised the first time there was a couple of film ones. So I'm going to give you a film clue, a sport clue, a music clue, and a significant event that happened in this year. Okay.
Okay, I've got my pen and paper.
I can see,
hone in the thing.
Yes, okay. So, the first clue is a film clue. Okay?
Okay.
And the clue is, Pierce Brosnan is announced as the new James Bond.
Right.
So this is the news that a James Bond convention was held in Los Angeles to revive public interest in the franchise. There'd been quite a big gap between Timothy Dalton's last film. And yeah...
If I asked you that clue, I think you'd probably know it, wouldn't you? Because you're a big James Bond fan.
I am a
fan.
James Bond buff, yeah. I would have got that.
Would you have got the ear from that?
It would have been close, but I'd maybe need another clue. Need another clue. So, yes.
Okay, well, good first clue, if you want any feedback on your clue.
Thank you, yeah.
I've got a vague decade.
Oh, well, that's a good start.
I think I've narrowed it down to a century.
All right, excellent. Marvellous. Yeah. Okay. Any thoughts? You going to give anything away?
I'd have thought it feels like Pierce Brosnan. It's got to be in the 90s ballpark, surely.
Okay. Interesting.
But as of maybe earlier 90s, I'm going, perhaps. Don't know.
Okay.
That's the only thing I've got.
So if you're not familiar with the feature, we're going to drip feed clues throughout the show so that it keeps Scott on his toes. So, let you ponder that one. I'm going to play the next song now, because that's kind of also the format of the show. This is brand new. And when I say brand new, it's not even released yet. It's out on the 19th of June, so really chuffed to be giving this one a spin.
Yeah, don't tell anyone about this, because we're not supposed to be playing it.
No, I think we're all right to play it.
Okay.
But this is Copper Lungs. They're another Scottish band from Dundee, and this is brand new. It's Static.
Me and I was wrong, tearing all these walls and chains away.
Released on the 19th of June, that was Static by Dundee-based indie pop band Copper Lungs. Easy for me to say. I don't know why there's so many tongue twisted in today's show. Maybe we've both had too much caffeine. But I enjoyed that one. Brand new. Well, not even so brand new, it's not even out
and
yet.
How did you get your filthy hands on that one?
Oh, I can't possibly say. Oh. But what I will say is that they're in very good hands, managed by Neil Hargreaves, our long-time friend of the show, who runs Aggressive Management. So
he knows his stuff, doesn't he?
Certainly.
Neil Hargreaves.
Always signing up.
He's respected in the industry.
Well, I won't go that far. No, no, well, he's probably. But no, yes.
No, I meant the industry pub down on Ettercliff. Very good.
Is that still open?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, is it? Right. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah. No, I enjoyed that one. Fronted by Darren Lindsay. They built up a huge reputation, and they've got over 17 million streams on Spotify.
Blimey.
So they're popping up all over the place.
And yeah. They're fairly new, aren't they? Oh, well, they're new to
They released the EP Broken Beautiful last year, and they've gained huge momentum. They did festival appearances at Tina Park, which is a big one in Scotland, Heartland Festival. And they've got... They're actually playing a gig in Barnsley, supporting Alhambra 3 on July the 18th, so the weekend before Tramlines.
Very good.
Need to get Tramlines in there. And, of course, not forgetting Arbroath Music and Food Festival at the start of August.
I'd never forget Arbroath Food and Festival.
It's a good one. I'm sure... I've never been, obviously, but I'm sure it is a good one. So, yeah, they've got quite a few bits coming up, and I'm sure they're going to continue to be... putting new stuff out. But yeah, if you want to pre-save that, you can do it on all the major streaming platforms. That one's Static, out on the 19th of June.
Very good
indeed.
All the new brand new first music first thing from us.
Exclusive.
Well, yeah. Exclusive, yeah, that's, yeah. That was an easier word to
do, you know,
say.
It's the vocabulary that you have that really do impress me.
Yeah, well, that's how I got this position. That's
yeah, well, Faith said no, I'm not doing it anymore.
I got turned down for the speaking clock though.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like another clue.
Yes, well, you are very demanding like that. Okay, so back to Guess the Year then. So the first clue was the film clue, the news that Pierce Brosnan was announced as the new James Bond. So your second clue, of course, we are World Cup season, well into the throes of it. So this is a World Cup year, okay? This clue is the news that Brazil defeated Italy in the first ever World Cup final to be decided by a penalty shootout.
Oh, my football knowledge is lacklustre.
Yeah, it's a World Cup.
Well, I know, it still is awful, regardless.
Mm.
Right.
I think
okay.
Your problem, not... Well, I mean, your football knowledge isn't brilliant, but it's the memory issue
very
as well.
Polite.
Yeah,
it's
this
very
is
polite.
Quite a difficult feature for you if you can't remember stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah. What are you thinking? What are you thinking at home, hopefully? I mean, I think many people would have got it. I think this is a fairly easy set of clues.
Well,
but I'm trying not to be too prescriptive because it would give it away.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sticking to my earlier assumption of feel of the early-ish 90s.
Mm.
But
okay.
I think I'm being drawn more towards the mid-90s with my guess, I think.
Okay.
I think I've just pretty much told you what I think there. But anyway...
All right.
I'm going to go with that one for now.
All right, okay.
And then I might move it around as and when.
Well, that's your prerogative. You can do what you want. You
all
can
right,
absolutely
Brown.
Do what you want. Right, okay. So, next song of the show. This is also a new single.
This is, I'll be honest with you. When I saw his name, Andrew Cushion, I thought, it rings a bell, but I can't think why. And I still don't really know why, but I looked into him and... Yeah, he's a Newcastle singer-songwriter who toured with Louis Tomlinson. Do you know that? That's from One Direction.
I know.
Oh, okay.
It's from Donny, isn't it?
Across Europe and the US of A. And Mr. Noel Gallagher, a while ago, heard one of his demos and ended up producing and playing on Where's My Family Gone, the track written by Andrew Cushing. So Noel Gallagher's produced and played with him on that song. On his previous single. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah.
But if there's Noel Gallagher or Oasis ties to be had to anything, you'll sniff them out.
Always sniffing them out. This is Goodbye. Now I'm hell-bent, caught deep, lost in the fog. We're nowhere out.
Andrew Cushing with Goodbye. Really like that one. I think he's great. And you omitted to mention, you talked about supporting notable musicians, you talked about Noel Gallagher, Louis Thompson, but did you know he also supported Pete Doherty?
I did not know that, no.
Ah, there
no
you
one
go.
No one told me.
Well, I've just told you, mate.
Well up until now, no one had told me.
Just told you. So he's already released two albums. First, Waiting for the Rain in 2023, and then last year, Love is for Everyone. Quite a few shows coming up as well. June the 19th, Southampton Guildhall Square. With OMD, nonetheless. Now, you'll know how much I like OMD. Remember last time we went to see our good friend Carl Maloney of RGM Infamy?
Yes.
Staley Fest. Apparently, I was playing OMD all night on their YouTube, which I don't remember. I think that was a bit of a stretch, to be honest. I think I might have played a couple.
Yeah, I think... Is that they will play How Bizarre?
No, that's OMD. Sorry, OMC is it's How Bizarre.
Oh, well, you can see why I got confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
OMC.
OMC did How Bizarre.
What did OMD do?
Souvenirs. OMD. OMD did Another Gay as well.
I don't even think I know any of them.
I'll play some later.
No. Good God, no.
But yeah, I'm not going to list all the gigs because he's got loads from Southampton right up to Carlisle and Scotland as well. But his last show that I've got here is in Edinburgh at La Belle Angel. So check him out on Ticketmaster if you want to go and see him. He's doing loads. Although I can't see Sheffield on the list, so needs to get that sorted, doesn't he? Nearest one to us is probably Leeds, looking at this, or maybe Halifax. So, but ample opportunity to go and see Andrew Cushing, and that's the new single, Goodbye, which I really like.
Excellent stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the World Cup. It's been a good start for the host nations. They've all played now. Mexico beat South Africa 2-0, which they were kind of expected to do. Canada got their first ever World Cup points. They never got any points before at the World Cup against Bosnia. They drew 1-1.
I think they were expected to win that.
Well, they had the chances to win. They had the chances to win. And then USA thrashed Paraguay.
3-1, was it?
It was 4-1, actually.
4-1, was it?
Yeah, 4-1.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I didn't see that because a lot of the games are kind of like in the middle of the night or early hours of the morning. But yeah, who are you tipping to win?
I think Portugal.
Oh, really? Okay.
No. Yeah, really. That's why I said it.
Because the other day you said Netherlands.
Oh, yeah, Netherlands or Portugal.
So you changed your mind?
I've not gone two ways.
But you can't have two
I've
winners.
I've gone Portugal on air. Secretly, it's Netherlands.
Can't get anything past me, mate. Well, it's interesting. The reason I asked that, because there's a mathematician that has correctly predicted the last three World Cup winners.
Ah.
Okay. And he's tipping this year, Netherlands.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wish I'd stuck with my secret.
Yeah, I do now. Yeah. Can't start again, unfortunately. But yeah, German mathematician Joachim Clement has predicted Netherlands will win this year's World Cup. And he correctly predicted the previous three using his own kind of algorithm. So he predicted Germany would win in Brazil in 2014, France in Russia in 2018, and Argentina at the last World Cup in Qatar. Now, he said the whole point of it initially was to demonstrate that predicting the winner was basically impossible, but admitted to a German newspaper that the first time he used the model and got it right, he was pretty shocked. So, using his own model, he's predicted, obviously, that Netherlands will win in the final, but who do you think he's predicted to beat in the final?
England.
No.
Oh, okay. I just felt that that's the way you were going with that.
No,
one.
Actually, Portugal.
Oh,
he's predicted that Netherlands will beat Portugal
in
the final.
Well, I never, hey? Well,
so he's predicted that Netherlands will beat Spain en route to the final and then they'll upset Portugal.
How does it work then, Ed? What's he...
I'll come on to that, mate.
Oh, sorry.
Just be patient, will you?
I didn't know you got more.
But according to him, Portugal will see off who in the semi-final?
England.
England, yes.
I nearly said something. Yeah.
Yeah, so how it works is, I mean, a lot of it is blind luck, but it factors in things like the popularity of the football within the country, because that then kind of impacts on how much support and funding they get. Also factors in world rankings and the population as well. But a lot of it is just, you know, chance. Of course, it's once you get into the knockout games and you factor in penalties and all the rest of it, anything can happen, can't it? So,
well, yeah. Fingers crossed then.
The two teams that you've picked apparently are bound to be in the final. So,
well, interesting, because we're in a bit of a betting syndicate with a few of my friends, and we've been putting not a lot of money but a little bit of money towards Portugal and Holland to reach the finals. Portugal to win and Holland to reach the finals. So potentially we could have both those.
Well, I mean, if Joachim Clement's predictions are anything to go by, it's nailed on.
Thank you. What's he called? Joachim?
Joachim.
Joachim.
Joachim Clement. I mean, if you'd already predicted three, then the chances of a prediction of predicting a fourth correctly is pretty low, I would have said. But
well, it's
depends how you look at it.
Higher than my predictions, because obviously he's got history of doing well predicting that, and I've got no skill.
Of course, England's World Cup bid kicks off on the 17th, on Wednesday, against Croatia.
Which, yes. So that'll be... what time's that kick-off? Is it
9 o'clock. One? They're all late ones. They're all 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
I might have to be in bed for half an hour, mate.
Well, you might have to stay up for it, mate, because we should have a fairly routine route through the group. We've got
Croatia's going to be a tough
Croatia, one. Ghana and Panama. So you'd expect us to be going through. Should we have another song?
Yes, please. Have you got anything like black country, indie rock type of thing at all?
I've got just the thing.
What is it?
It's Headwired. This is Head in the Clouds. Yes, that was Head in the Clouds, just what the doctor ordered, Dr. Brady.
Yes, I think if I was a doctor and I was going for meals, when they produced, put it in front of me, I'd always say, just what the doctor ordered.
Mmm, yeah, but, you'd never be allowed back.
That's probably why I wouldn't be a doctor, because I'm stupid.
Yes.
But yeah, another good one. We've got, so far it's been very strong, and looking at the last two songs, they're also going to be strong.
Well, they are two of your favourites,
To me anyway.
Yeah, so let me tell you a bit about Headwired. As Scott intimated, they are from the Black Country. Dudley, I believe, to be exact, formed in 2023. And they gained quite a lot of momentum through socials, primarily TikTok. They've amassed a following of about 20,000, so that's not bad, is it? It's more than we've got. Well, we haven't got TikTok, but you know what I mean, generally.
Yeah.
But no, it's good. Good. I enjoyed that one. Again, that was sent in to us by Faith, so thank you for that.
I didn't know she listened to so much music.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she's got an Alexa in that. Yeah.
She's got an Alexa. Isn't she doing well?
Do you remember that time when you said to the Alexa, play music I like, and it just played all my music because I'd been requesting a lot of songs?
Well, every time I ask my Alexa to play something I like, it always plays
stuff you don't like.
Machine.
I like Florence.
It always surprises me why do you think I like it? I mean, I do like it. Well, maybe it shouldn't be a surprise because I do like it, but it's not like my elite level of song. But anyway, Headwired have been supporting Jake Bugg and the Libertines, another Pete Doherty
connection.
And they've got some quite a few tour dates coming up later in the year, aren't they? October, November time.
Yeah.
Is that right?
They have, yeah. So, well, June 27th are playing Wolverhampton, so a bit close to home. But they are coming to Sheffield on the 16th of October, playing Network 3 as part of their headline tour. And then in Manchester on November the 13th at the Pier Hat. Do you remember we went there with Carl and Hobby? The Pier Hat, it's from the outside, there's a load of like net curtains, it looks shut. And then you get inside and it's quite eclectic and loads of like graffiti on the walls and all that. It's in the Northern Quarter.
Okay.
I don't know why I ask you this stuff, because I should have asked you before and then you could have got it. Oh yeah, I do remember.
When you said Network 3, I was trying to...
That's the old plug.
Where it was, yeah, Matilda Street.
Yeah, it's the old plug, for those in the know. For those that count, it's the old plug. But yeah, I enjoyed those. Really good. So, still to come, we've got Mary in the Junkyard and Dead Dad's Club, which I've been practicing, so it doesn't tie me in knots. So stay tuned. But guess the band. I've given you two clues already. Your film clue was Pierce Brosnan announced as the new James Bond. And in the world of football, because it's a World Cup year this year, I've gone back to a World Cup year, Brazil defeated Italy in the first ever World Cup final to be decided on a penalty shootout. Are you ready, Scott Brady, for your first, well, and only, music clue?
I'm cowering in the corner in preparation for this third clue. I don't know why I'm cowering, I'll just stand up to it. Tell me, what is it?
So, this is the news that the world of rock is shaken by the death of Kurt Cobain, the iconic frontman of Nirvana.
Oh, right, yeah.
Died at the age of only 27.
The awful 27th.
Yeah, who else? Jimi Hendrix? Is Amy Winehouse 27
Amy Winehouse.
As well?
Well, there's loads of them, weirdly. There's loads. Mm. I can't think of any. But, yeah, there's lots. Yeah.
But it's your birthday soon, isn't it? And your 27th is fastly approaching.
Yes. for the 23rd time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, 27. So, ooh, let's think.
I nearly showed you my notes there with the answer on it. That would have been crap.
I'll have a think then now, because I remember someone presenting Kurt Cobain. Oh, actually, that's not going to help anyway, is it?
Not if you can't remember. Kind of a...
No, I was at school. I was about 14 when I first heard Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Ah, okay.
But I don't know how old he was, so it's not going to help looking that way.
Okay. Right, tell us about this next one, because this is your pick of the week, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I heard it was last year. It felt like more than a year ago, but it must have been last year when they released the single Drains. And I was like, I really like these. And I could sort of tell from that first song that they were like classically trained musicians, which I always like that. You know, like the really talented musicians who play things and they intentionally use unusual guitar tunings to get different sounds and that other bands don't sort of tend to go there.
Yeah.
So Drains were the first one that I was aware of. And then this is their new one. It's just brought a new batch of songs out, but this is New Muscles. And it's absolutely top class. I've been looking for somebody to fight. And that was the Delectable New Muscles. Could you call a song Delectable?
Well, yeah.
I have done.
Apparently, yeah.
If it worked.
Yeah, New Muscles by Mary and the Junkyard, London-based trio.
I suspect that that will come up on my recap of on YouTube Music of the most listened to song. I've listened to that loads.
Okay.
I wake up in the morning singing it to myself sometimes.
That's not true.
It is. No, I don't mean literally out loud.
Oh, it's just in your head.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, well, that's always a good song.
Yeah, it's a great song. If you didn't quite do it for you the first time, give it another go, and you'll soon get the feel for it.
You can do that if you listen to us on the podcast. Just rewind and play it again.
And you can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm beginning to think that people probably just skip through all of this guff and just listen to the six tracks.
I think they're different. I think people skip the tracks and listen to the guff.
Us. If you're not already, if you didn't know we exist as a podcast, you can find us on all the major streaming platforms, and just search the Sunday Sounds Podcast. And if you've got an Alexa or a smart speaker, just tell it. Don't ask it, because you don't need to be polite. Just say, "Play the Sunday Sounds Podcast."
I always feel bad being not saying please and thank you.
You do
to
say
AI.
Please and thank you, don't you?
Well, to AI and Alexa.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I suppose it's a hard habit to break, isn't it?
I think if computers and stuff ever take over the world,
they'll think,
on me, I'm one of the good ones.
Yeah, well, not kill Scott, because he once said, please ask him for a song. You never know.
Now you said that, it seems stupid.
It does, yeah. Right, let me tell you a bit about what they've got coming up. So, gigs in July, they've got Kingston upon Thames, Brighton, London, Bristol, Nottingham, Liverpool. No, Sheffield. What's going on?
Knickers.
Yeah, but then in November, they head to the USA. So they're doing gigs in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, Chicago, then on to Canada. So that's probably more exciting than coming to Sheffield, to be honest.
But for them, not for me so much. Are you sure it's only a three-piece? Because there's five people in the video.
It says here they're a trio consisting of Clary Freeman-Taylor, Saya Bob, Balia and David Addison. I hope I've got some of those names right, at least. Yeah.
No, I don't know. There maybe must be. I'm sure there's definitely five people in the video.
Have you seen them before?
Not live, no.
Okay, well, that's one for the list then, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Enjoyed those. Just one song left to play. How are you feeling about Guess the Year?
Well, I've pinned it to one, and I'm quietly confident it's that one.
Do you want your final clue then?
Go on then.
See if it seals it for you.
Fire it at me.
In the world news of this year, fairly historic, Nelson Mandela is inaugurated as the first black president of South Africa, marking the end of the apartheid era. Having spent 27 years in prison, he becomes president of South Africa.
Well, that's not helped at all.
Okay.
At all.
I'm going to say, I think these are fairly historic clues.
Well, I know it is, yeah. But that's not helped me.
Can't make it much easier for you without giving you the year. But I'll do that after this.
Okay, this is Dead Dad's Club. I'm sure they've done it on purpose.
I think they have.
The Swines. Yeah. And this is another absolute cracker.
Yeah.
That's life.
She tells me everything is made by design. Same hymn sheets, line for line. I'm uninspired by joyrides and slash ties. Never want to wait a lifetime. He tells me every page is blank as it's white. Step cautiously for every act as its own design. We felt sights and cash prize. Never been the lottery type. And I don't
That was the last band of the show with That's Life. Are you going to try and say it properly? I'm not going to bother.
That was Dead Dad's Club with seashells on the seashore. No, it's That's Life. Yeah, it's a good one though, isn't it?
Yeah, not a cover of Frank Sinatra in the end. Yeah,
Sinatra.
Yeah. Do you say Sinatra?
Sinatra, yeah.
Do you say glass?
No, I say glass.
Do you say bath?
No, nope, bath.
Wait, Sinatra then.
What I do say though, which is weird, avalanche, which is my mum's fault, that, rather than avalanche.
Yeah, long time friend of the show, old Brenda Brady.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, the Dead Dad's Club, the singer, Chili Jessen, that's his name. It's quite a cool
They're all
name,
tongue twisters
it?
Today, aren't
Bit
they?
A spicy one, that.
Yeah.
He were from the front of the indie band The Palmer Violets, if you remember them, from the mid-2010s. They had a few.
Yeah, didn't we play them on the show?
I think so, yeah. That rings a bell.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I'll have to dig down into the archive to find out. But,
and truly.
They did play Get Together, but I didn't see them because of the rain and clashes. But Super Early Bird tickets are now available at Get Together for next year at a very reasonable £49. It's a good
£49.
Good,
that's not
afternoon
bad.
Out that, yeah. It'll be a lot more come the event.
Yes, I'm sure. Playing Hyde Park Boot Club in Leeds on the 17th of September as well. So if you want to go and see them, that's your next opportunity. Mm. Right, fastly approaching the end of the show, and before we do it, we'd be remiss of us not to reveal the year for Guess the Year. So I'll quickly recap on the clues. James Bond announce. Pierce Brosnan is announced as the new James Bond. Brazil defeat Italy in the first ever World Cup final to go to a penalty shootout. Kurt Cobain sadly dies at the age of 27. And Nelson Mandela is inaugurated as the first black president of South of Africa, marking the end of the apartheid era. How have you got on at home? How have you got on, Dr. Brady?
Well, I think some of the things, I just had a revelation in my head about the Kurt Cobain thing.
Okay.
Because I had left school in one of the years
that you were thinking.
And he wasn't dead when I was at school. So it's got to be... Well, it hasn't got to be, but it's more likely to be the second year in my head.
Which is?
1994.
It is 1994. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, yeah.
See, Mama, I can make something of myself.
Well, I
called her Mama.
So GoldenEye was released in 1995. But it couldn't have been 1995 because there wasn't a World Cup in that year.
Yeah.
And of course, I could have said the last time United States host a World Cup, which was obviously 1994. A lot of people remember it because it was a bit Super Bowl meets football, wasn't it? And Diana Ross missing that penalty in the opening ceremony and all the rest of it. So, yes,
yeah,
well
good.
Done, well done.
Back of the net.
Yes. Yeah, so I've got to enjoy your Guess the Year next year. Will it be another
next
World
year.
Cup year? I've got that from you. Next week.
Yeah. Will it be another World Cup year? No, not quite.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Yes.
You can play along at home next week. But for now, that's all we've got. So I hope you've enjoyed the show this week. If you've missed us, you can catch up on all the major streaming platforms, wherever you get your podcast, at the Sunday Sounds podcast, and follow us on socials as well while you're there. May as well, haven't you?
Good advice. Mm-hmm. If you don't just get bored at work, you can put us on again and just have another listen.
Spread the word.
Yeah, that's a good motto on that. Spread the word.
Thanks for your company, Scott.
And we'll see you all next week. We can do it all again. All of the very best. Ramona, come closer, shed softly your watery eyes. The pangs of your sadness will pass as your senses will. The flowers of the city, though breath-like, get death-like sometimes. And there's no use in trying to deal with the dying, though I cannot explain that in lines. Your cracked country lips, I still wish to kiss, as to be by the strength of your skin. Your magnetic movements still capture the minutes I'm in. But it grieves my heart, love, to see it.
talks you into feeling like this. I can see that your head has been twisted and fed by worthless foam from the mouth. I can tell you are torn between staying and returning back to the south. You've been fooled into thinking the finishing end is at hand. Yet there's no one to beat you, no one to defeat you, except the thoughts of yourself feeling bad. I've heard you say many times that you're better than no one, and no one is better than you. If you really believe that, you know you have nothing to win and nothing. Sorrow does stem, and they'll hype you and type you into making you feel that you've gotta be just like them. I'd forever talk to you, but soon my words would turn into meaningless way.
I'm still